presents The City Revolts, Age of Madness, a Cartherian Gambit series by Daniel Wilcox and Michael Anderley. Narrated by Emily Beresford. Chapter 1. The Broken City, Old Ontario. They had been everywhere at one point. The mad had moved around as if in herds, and the gurgled screams and cries from their throats still filled his head on his bad days. Tunnels and halls had thronged wall to wall with bodies that groaned, cried, and shuffled endlessly. The entire bunker had gone to shit as the madness worked its magic and spread like wildfire. Bryce and Geralt had been the sailboat in that ocean of horror. One leak. That was all it took to bring the plague into the bunker. One snake in the grass, one person out in the surface world at the wrong time. Bryce still had no idea how Franklin had caught the madness. As far as he was aware, the Weir had simply done his daily duty, a swift nose poke at the air to sniff and try to detect the winds of change. The world had been empty for some time. What harm could it have done? That was the naive question which everyone had asked in the following hours. One bite, one scream, then another and another. Soon, the bunker had been full of the fuckers. They roamed about in their droves, guided by their never-ending desire to spread the madness and taste human flesh. He shuddered at the memory of red eyes and chomping teeth. Bryce had run then. He'd known how fruitless a fight would have been at that point, even with what little understanding he'd had of the plague. For a while, though, he'd watched as those around him were bitten and turned into feral monsters. He'd stood for almost too long with an open mouth before Geralt had grabbed his wrist and pulled him out of his trance and the upturned mess that had once been the bunker's dining space.
"Are you fucking stupid? Get your ass in gear and run! Now's not the time to freeze!"
The bedrooms, mess halls, and activity rooms, home for their past few decades, blurred past them in shades of silver, gray, and blue. Artificial lights flickered overhead. The sounds of dozens, if not hundreds, of mad resounded behind them. Bryce's fists knocked friends, relatives, and former lovers aside as they charged onward, ascended the ladders, and took the stairs. Finally, they had emerged on the desolate surface and taken their first breath of clean air in months. The sounds of the mad stopped when they secured the bunker's lid. The screams and cries for help silenced when Geralt transformed and placed a rock on...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?